Blog Talk Radio.
Team Eneke is a professional Siberian Husky racing team located in Denver, Colorado and Duluth, Minnesota. Dr. Robert Forto and his team are training for their first Iditarod run in 2013. Team Eneke is seeking corporate and individual sponsors. For more information, visit our website at teamineke.com. That's TEAMINEKA.com. Let's get back to the show. Must you Huskies? Gee-ha!
Hello and welcome everybody. This is Robert Forto and you're listening to Must You Huskies, brought to you by Denver Dog Works and Team Eneke, our Iditarod mushing team in training. As always, we're doing our nightly Iditarod report. It is the eighth evening of the 38th running of the Iditarod. And before we get into our leaderboard for tonight, just some news and notes reading off of Alaska Daily News, or ADN.com, the number one source for covering the Iditarod up in Alaska. We're talking about today Lance Mackey. He is the three-time champion, and he is leading Jeff King in about 220 miles or so left in the race, and he is gearing up for his sprint to the finish. According to the article in the Alaska Daily News, King reached Unalakleet at 6:29, 3 full hours behind Mackey, and he was surprised to learn that he made the 90-mile run in just a single minute faster than a defending champ, despite getting more rest in Caltech. So people that are following the Iditarod, everybody knows who Lance Mackey is. He is the three-time reigning champion and hopes to have the first-ever four-peat. And Jeff King, Iditarod veteran, multiple Iditarod champion, is close on the heels of Lance Mackey. So with that, we do have a couple of other interesting news and notes with the Iditarod this year. As I reported last night with the lost wheel dog, way down at some of the first checkpoints, from my understanding, that dog still has not been found. So we're still hoping that young dog can be found and reunited with his musher. As I said yesterday, race officials will not allow a musher to continue if one of his dogs escapes and is missing. So the top 10 spots for tonight, it is about 6:45 Alaska time. In first place is Lance Mackey. In second place is Jeff King. In third place is our good friend Hugh Neff, making a very good run of the Iditarod this year. He started in 56th place, and he is now in third. I am sure Hugh and his longtime partner, Tamara, are really feeling the excitement coming in into the race. His best finish has been 15th in last year's Iditarod. In fourth place is Hans Gott. As I've mentioned, Hans won the Yukon Quest this past year. And in fifth place is Ken Anderson, doing very well. In sixth place, John Baker has moved up several spots over the last couple of days and is now in command of sixth place. In seventh place is Mitch Seavey, and the Seavey family dynasty is still doing very well in this year's Iditarod. Eighth place is Sebastian, and in ninth place is Jerry Willemeitzer, and in tenth place is Rami Smith. So we're doing very well in the top ten. It hasn't changed a whole lot in terms of the mushers in the top ten. The first woman musher in the rankings is in 12th place, and that is Allie Zirkel. And following in 16th place is Jesse Royer. So the women mushers are doing very well this year in the Iditarod. In 17th place is Martin Booser. And in 19th place is Rick Swenson. And in 26th place is Iditarod favorite DD Genro. As I reported last night, they're fighting a virus with some of their dogs, so they're having to drop several dogs along the way, what is purported to be a virus of some sort. So with that, hopefully all of their dogs remain healthy and they're able to finish the race in good fashion. In 51st place is the Jamaican musher, Newton Marshall. His rankings haven't changed too much over the last few days, but he is still doing very well and coming in strong at 51st place. Not a bad place for a rookie. It looks like he will finish the race and do well in his first Iditarod. Some scratches to note are Ryan Reddington, Warren Palfy, Judy Corrier, Tom Thurston, Linwood Fielder, Justin Savadas. That is the Iditarod team, Justin's team. He is the young man that lost his wheel dog just the other day and is still diligently looking for him out there on the Iditarod Trail with the help of the Iditarod Air Force, the Alaska State Patrol, and whatnot. So they just don't let the dogs go and say, oh, well, we've lost one, let's move on. These dogs are like family to these people, and they care very much about their welfare. Siberian musher Karen Romsett has scratched. Kathleen Frederick has also scratched. Karen Hendrickson, Zoya Donur, Michael Superint, Pat Moon, and Kirk Barnum have all scratched. So we still have a field of about 54 or so that are competing in this Iditarod and doing very well. Quite a few of the rookies are still in it and still doing very well, and I'm sure they are feeling the effects on this 1,049-mile race into the eighth evening of this race. So we look very forward to continuing the progress of all of these mushers, and we hope to have, most likely we will have, a winner crossing into Nome sometime tomorrow or early Tuesday morning, I would suggest, or Fathom. So we'll see what happens. As I said, Lance Mackey is in first, followed by Jeff King and Hugh Neff in the top three. So they're getting ready to really push it pretty hard into the and sprint into the finish into Nome. They're getting ready to enter into the home stretch here, and we look very forward to finding out what the progress is. So we will be back tomorrow around the same time or so. I like to do this a little bit later. We are in the Mountain Time Zone here in Denver, and we are 2 hours ahead of Anchorage. So we just want to make sure that we have a good report on the evening. As you guys know, most of these mushers continue on throughout the night, and most of them do not stop just because it is quote-unquote bedtime for us folks down here in the lower 48. So if you have any questions or comments, please email them to us at live@dogdoctorradio.com. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow night. See you on the trail. Never forget your dreams. Goodbye.